May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, this Sunday is kind of in a way, a transitional Sunday because John the Baptist is giving up his power in a way. It's not going to be focused on John the Baptist anymore in those days. Now he's changing it, and the focus becomes on Jesus, the Messiah. So John the Baptist, he really, really knew and obeyed God. What a saint. But also, it's kind of like Epiphany. Even in Isaiah, which Mark read this morning, the first things are, listen to me, pay attention. And that's what Epiphany is all about. And if we think about it, just the first verse in the gospel has a lot to say. Like John the Baptist, we are to see Jesus. It starts off, John saw Jesus coming toward him. So we are to see Jesus coming towards us. We are to see Jesus. We are to be aware in what season of the church year does that sound like? Advent. And then the next part is, John saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, here is the Lamb of God. We are to know who Jesus is. He is the Lamb of God. And that's Christmas. Jesus is made man. 100% human being and 100% God. God incarnate. Can I explain that? No, but I believe it. And then next, John says, here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John knew who Jesus was. John knew what Jesus did or even does. And we are to know Jesus Christ personally. And we are to know what Jesus does. And that's what Epiphany is all about. We learn so much about the showing forth of our Christ. So there we have it. Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany. And it's all about what Isaiah said, listening and paying attention. So as we go down a little bit further in the gospel, John the Baptist says, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. What does that teach us? We are to listen. We are to pay attention to God the Father and then also have action. We're to share. We're to tell people. We're to convey that with who we are and our actions. And what does John say? The next day, John again was standing with the two disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, and here it is, here's his action. Look, here is the Lamb of God. What happens next? The two disciples that were with him, they heard him. Not only listened, but they heard what he was saying. And so they chose to follow Jesus. And when we, like them, finally choose that, to be aware, to be listening, then we know who Jesus is, and we are to also know what we are looking for, which is what the gospel says. When Jesus turned and saw them following him, he said to them, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? What do we look for when we look to Jesus? Back then, the Messiah, they were thinking he was going to be a white shining armor coming to kill everybody off, but that's not what the Messiah, that's not what God intended the Messiah to be. The Messiah saved and redeemed the entire creation, but in his way, not in a human way. So we can ask ourselves, what are we looking for in the Messiah? And then when we say to Jesus, where are you staying? And Jesus says to us, like he did to them, come and see. Will we or do we want to really accept that invitation? I bet the answer is yes. What better invitation can you have than from our Christ, the Lord, the God, our Creator, our Redeemer, our Savior? And he says to me, he says to you, come see. Would we say yes? And then that come and see, that invitation, what does all that encompass? What does that mean, come and see? In other words, Jesus is asking all of us, and them, but all of us, right here and now, with all our troubles and stresses and strains, with all our joys and in everything wonderful in the world, whatever it is, wherever we are in our life today, right now, Jesus is saying, come and spend time with me. Take and make time out to sit and be with me and feel my presence. Jesus is saying, have faith in me. Do you want and desire a relationship with me, your Christ? That's what Jesus is asking us. Be my brother or sister. Be my friend. Let me be your Redeemer and your Savior. He wants to have a deep personal relationship with everyone. Do we take time to kind of like sit next to him, hold his hand, let him put his arms around us, relax and be with him? Do we depend on Jesus? Do we trust in him? Do we love him enough to make extra time for our Lord? When we do, our lives change. We still have our troubles, but we have the Lord. And then, no matter where we are in our life, we can go to others and be Christ to them. We can tell others, what has Jesus done for me? We can show it by who we are and what we do and how we act and how we talk and how we care for others. All of that counts to the Lord. He tells us to take care of the needy, and not just financial needy, but all sorts of needy. Emotional, spiritual, physical, financial. In any way someone is needy, we are to be aware and take care of one another. Each of us, one to the other. We are sent just as sure as those apostles are sent. That is what our Lord wants from us. For us to love him enough, to care for him enough, to care for others. And then with excitement and joy, actually being like happy, with smiles, say to other people, we have found the Messiah. I trust in him, I depend on him, and my faith is in the Lord. And I love him, and I love you. So what I'd like to do, because I think the collect is awesome, I had to kind of decide, did I want to do the prayer of the week as an answer to the collect, but I think the collect is easier, and I think it was really on point. So if you want to, you can pray with me the collect again. Almighty God, whose Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, is the light of the world, grant that your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, may shine with the radiance of Christ's glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God.